Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, U.S. farmers struggling with slumping incomes along with depressed commodity prices here lately have been switching to cheaper generic pesticides and fungicides as they plan for their spring planting next year, which market analysts say could hit the bottom lines of agrochemical companies near and far. Now, signs of these financial impacts are already emerging. Take, for instance, Bayer. Its shares fell sharply to a 20-year low this past week after the chemical company warned that weak global agricultural markets, along with a slumping U.S. farm economy, are likely to pressure profits even further. And analysts say agrochemical competitors like Syngenta, Corteva, and BASF could also face similar challenges within the agricultural sector. In the meantime, Reuters reported that nearly one-third of all the pesticides and fungicides that farmer Paul Butler uses on his Illinois soybean and corn farm are in fact generic, to help him and his operation cut costs in an already tight year. Midwestern distributors and grain elevators say they've also seen their customers cutting back their spring pesticide and herbicide budgets. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.